Today's share in the Dear Shoe Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Beis Omid Beis, and we're beginning at the very last line, Siv Ches, which we introduced yesterday, but we really didn't start on Kuf Mem Beis Omid Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simen Reish Chaf Hey. Today we're going to have the fascinating halacha about making a bracha on very unusual looking people and animals. So Siv Ches, the Mechaber tells us, Haroeh Kushi, if a person sees a dark skinned person, V'gichor, or a person who is very red, as the Mechaber says, Dainushu Adom Harbe, a very red-looking person. Vohalavkon, a very white-looking person. Dainushu Lavon Harbe, a very white-looking person. So in all of these situations, as we'll see, you make a certain bracha, Mishana Habrios, which we'll get to at the end of this sif. But first he tells us other people as well. Vakipeach, what is the definition of a kipeach? So the Mechaber tells us, Dainushu Bitno Gadol, his stomach is very large, and Mitoch Ovyo, because of his width, Nires komaso mukupachas. It looks like he's bent over. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf explains, the Gemara in Bechoros tells us, mashma duhu arich v'katin. It means over here a very tall person who's very thin. Well, if he shadaku, since he's so thin, eni yochel lisbo komaso v'nichpaf. He's not able to hold his weight up, so to say, his height up, and he's bent over. V'domer k'mi shechul yosov shemutos. And it looks like his hunched back in some sort of a way, his vertebral bodies are sticking out of his body. Of his back of his body. Another person that you make this bracha on, Hananas, a person who's very short stature. Vadrakona, what is that? The Hainu Mishu Mala Yabelis, a person who's full of warts or blisters of some sort. Upsuye Harosh, which the Mechaber defines as Kol Saros of Dvuko Zebezeh, his hair is somehow attached one part of it to the other. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf Aleph says, the nolat kach mimei imo. In all of these situations, they were born in this fashion. Because the nasilo achakach, because if this occurred after he was born, then you don't make a mishan habrios, you make an omer dayana emes, because as we'll see, this is obviously something that causes them discomfort, and therefore you make a baruch dayana emes. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaaretz Zion Os Chaf Hei brings down the Aruch, who says that pesuya rosh is she'ein rosho segalgal. He doesn't have a round head, el rechova, a flat head. That's the definition of pesuya rosh. In any event, that's the list of the people. Then he says, if you see certain animals, v'yasa pil, v'yasa kof, if you see an elephant, or if you see a monkey, in all of these situations, mevarach baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, sheim u'malchus, mishana habrios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've made strange creatures in the world. So obviously this requires a lot of explanation and discussion. So first of all, I'll mention the Chayi Odom in Klal Samach Gimel, Os Aleph, brings down that, certainly for the Kushi he brings down, and for some of the others as well, we don't make these brachas today because they're not unusual. These aren't things that are out of the normal at all. In the times of the Gemara, it was very unusual to see some of these sites, and therefore you're making it on the unusualness of the site and not for any other reason. And therefore, if it's not unusual, then you don't make this bracha. The issue foot number 59 brings down, Mishu Gavol Mikol Adam, somebody's very, very tall, but he's appropriately wide. He's a linebacker. So therefore, in such a situation, you don't make Mishan HaBrios, because such a person is a Maila, and that's a Shevach, and you don't make this bracha Mishan HaBrios if it's something that is very, very good for the person. He also brings down in the name of the Sefer Hayofa Lev, that he brings down, that you should say in these situations, Shekochalo Biolomo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such creatures in his world, such people in his world. However, he says, L'maisa, you shouldn't make this B'Shem U'Malchus, because that bracha is not mentioned specifically by these individuals. He also brings down in the name of the Aruch, and also the Avodram, Shekipeach, the definition of that, is Mishekomoso Arucha Yosu Mishar Ben Yodam, that the Kipeach is somebody who is very, very tall, more so than other people, unusually tall. Dishuva number 62 brings down, why are only the elephant and the monkey mentioned over here? He brings down a question from the Ketzosa Shulchan, says, Gemara in Brachos also mentions another creature called a kipuf. And he says, he's not sure why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this down over here. However, many suggest that that's because we really don't know for certain what this kipuf is. In the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Shekim Hashem Yadua Lanomau Kipuf, we're not sure what this creature is, therefore we don't make a bracha on something that we think might be a kipuf. He brings down from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal in the Emes LeYaakov. He says also the reasoning is therefore hishmitu Shulchan Aruch. That's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, because it's not lemaisa. Then he brings in a fascinating discussion over here. He says it's only for these specific animals, the monkey and the elephant, that it seems to say you make a mishana brios. What about other animals? So he brings down from the Birchas Habayis that you don't make this bracha unusual creatures on other animals, mishana brios, because they're not so strange. Kachi briosan. As opposed to the peel, the elephant, which is so large, and the monkey, which looks like a human being, except that it has a tail. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. Zatzal and Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that say you don't make this on other animals. However, the Piskei Tshuvos does bring down that there were many Gedolim that would be specifically go to the zoo to go and say this bracha on all the other animals, and they would say Mishan HaBrios. And he adds that this list is not all-inclusive that we brought down. For example, for Siamese twins, you can also make this bracha. Then he brings down a Me'iri over here, and the Me'iri says, Shatam Shemavarachim Alapil Vakof Vakipov, why you make it on these creatures? Because Heim Domim Li'odom B'miktsas Dvarim, they are similar to a person in some ways. And if you look at the Me'iri, he brings down, that's because the monkeys resemble people, and the elephants, they have the ability to understand people. Anybody who's ever been to the circus knows that the elephants can follow directions pretty well. And then, I saw brought down in the Sefer Melechus Shomayim, that says that this actually, elephants and monkeys, brings down the Medrash. There is an idea that during the Mabul, some people were turned into elephants and monkeys. This was a punishment for the way that they acted. And that's why, specifically, the elephants and monkeys are so strange. Mishana HaBrios over here literally refers to that Medrash. Fascinating idea. In any event, Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita also says that this is just a dogma. These are just listed over here, and one in fact makes the bracha Mishana Brios on any animals. It's also the opinion on Rav Shlomo Zalman and the opinion of Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita. And as I mentioned, many gedolim would go to the zoo to make a bracha. He also brings down in this footnote, Imra peel the kof biyachad, if you see a monkey and an elephant together, so the Chazon Ish said you can make one bracha. But if you see them one after the other, if you made the bracha on the first one, then you can make the bracha right away again on the second one. Meaning that you saw the elephant first, for example, you make a Mishan HaBrios, and then immediately afterwards you go see a monkey, you can make another Mishan HaBrios. Not two elephants or two monkeys, it's when an elephant and then a monkey. Now we go to Siftes in the Mechaber. Haroes Achiger, if the person sees a lame person, is something wrong with his legs. V'es Hakiteya, something wrong with his arms, is amputated. V'es Asumo, a blind person. The Mishnah Berurah will tell us in Sif Katan Chav Gimel that this is referring to both eyes. Mishtei Einav, he is blind in both eyes as opposed to just one eye. And in Sif Katan Chav Vav, in the Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim explains that Nira Li, the E Lav Hochi Lo Shayach Lomar Mishan HaBrios, because if you don't have blindness in both eyes, it's not proper to say it's because it's not such a big shinoi. However, if it's discomforting or painful to the person, then you could make a Baruch Dayan or Emes. The Mechaber continues his list and he says, Umukishlin, if you see a person who is full of boils, Vahabakonin, what is that? Humishin Menumar Benikudos Dakos, a person who has a lot of spots on his skin. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Dalet writes, Hainu Sheyeshlo Nekudos Kadashim Adumim Kitzas, he has little red spots all over his skin. El Shebein Adosha Ladosha Yeshlo Loven Tzach Umafik. In between these red dots, he has some white skin that's clear. The Alshem Osan Haloven, and because of the white spots, Nikro Ba Konin. Although, the issue, foot number 61, brings down that we previously learned in Simon Kuf Chav Ches that it's the white spots that are actually the disease or the illness over here called Ba Konin. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says this from the Matzah Shekel. He says, look in the El Yerabah and the Prima Gadim as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, similar to what the Chayyada mentioned before, that if a person is used to seeing such things, they're very common, then it's not considered something unusual or negative, and not sufficiently unusual, that you should make either of these two brachas over here. The and certainly, if this is something due to, for example, over sun exposure, and it's going to go away. So, Nir the Kuliyam in Levarachazet, then you certainly don't make a brach on this. I say we skipped the very short Sif Katan Chav Beis, where he says, Akiteya means Sheniktu Liyadav, it means a person who's lost his arms, they were amputated. So now, in all of these people, the Mechaber says, Imheim Mimem Imam, if they were from birth, from the time the person came out of his mother's belly, Mevarach Mishan HaBrios. Then you make the bracha with Shem U'malchus, Baruch Hashem L'Kein U'malchulam Mishan HaBrios. V'im Nishtan Achakach, however, if it occurred afterwards, then you make the bracha Mevarach Dayan HaEmes. If the person who is seeing this is unsure, so the Chofetz Chaim in Dibra Maskel, V'im Nishtan Achakach in the Bir Halacha says, if you don't know, so then Sarach Iyun Mevarach Dayan HaEmes. Should you or should not make Dayan HaEmes in that situation? The Mechaber continues and he says, you make the Dayan HaEmes, only V'yesh Misha Omer, he brings down, there's an opinion over here, brings us down the name of the Torah, the name of the Ravid, that you only make this bracha dynamis, Shadavka Ami Shemitzdarla, but this bothers the person. Mishnah Berurah explains this in Katan Chavav, Shabal Lo Ze'ai De Onish, maybe this coming to the person for some sort of a punishment over here. Sivkat Nukhafei explained in Me'imam, it means Koyakulu, all of them, if it's from birth, Levada Kite, except for the person who had his arms amputated, that obviously is after birth. Sivkat Nukhav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Davka al mishim it's starulav, it's only if it's painful for the person. That's talking about the bracha of Dayana Emes. Deino shayach al mishim it's staru matzdik adin, because you make the bracha of Dayana Emes if you're justifying God's action, so to say, against you. However, avo birchas mishana brios, the bracha of Hashem creating unusual creations, lo shayach b'mitzdar davka, has nothing to do with being mitzdar, midi dehavi apil v'kof. For example, it's like the elephant and the monkey. They're not mitzdar that they're elephants and monkeys, mistama, and therefore the mishana habrios is different than the Dayana Emes in terms of mitzdar. Then the Mechaber says, Aval Ovi Kochavim Inu Mavarach. All of these things, if they're in an Ovi Kochavim, there is no bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkat and Chavches, Milsa de Psiko Naka, this is an absolute statement over here, goes on all of the conditions that we mentioned, and he adds, but what then? The same thing applies, L'chom Yishenu Mitztar Lov. If you're not concerned about that person who has that illness, you also don't make these brachos. Mechaber continues and writes, Eino Mivarech Ela Pam Rishona Shashine Olav Godom Yod. You also don't make these brachos over here, except the first time you see it, when it really impacts you and it shocks you. So then in that situation, you make this bracha. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Chavtes, Zekoi Gama Birchas Mishana Brios. This goes on both Dayana Emes and as well as Mishana Brios. He brings us down in the Taz. Rotsalomai, Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber is telling us over here, Dafilu Ra Kushi Acher. Even if you see another person, for example, who has very dark skin, again, this is in the times when they would make a bracha on seeing a person who's dark skinned, Mishana Brios. As we pointed out already today, we don't make this bracha. Or any of the other situations where it is appropriate to make the bracha, so you only make it one time when you see the first time you see that situation. He says, however, therefore, even after the 30-day period of time, you don't make this bracha again. Now, I should point out, the issue number 64 does bring down the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim that it's not talking about a dark-skinned person. He says it's a dark-skinned person born from light-skinned parents. That is something that's very unusual, and that's why you make Mishana Brios. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, Vatam, the reason, the Al-Shinoi, Eino Shaykh Levarach, Rak Pam Rishon, Shirah Adavar. He says, the reason why you only make this bracha one time and not every 30 days, he says, Vashinoi Godol Be'ena, because the first time the Shinoi is great in his mind. Wow, I've never seen something so unusual. The next time you see it, it's no longer as unusual. And certainly the same thing would apply in Dayana Emes. The first time you see this situation where you're making a Dayana Emes, it bothers you. Afterwards, it's never going to bother you as much. However, Mishnah Berurah then does bring down from the Sefer Na'ar Shalom, who says, the Inyan Dayana Emes, Shu Davka al Krovo Vo'av Oshimitztava Olov. So this is somebody that you're making this bracha only because you're really bothered by the fact that this other person has this problem. Mistavra Dimroa Ze'od al Krovo Achir. If you were to see this on another relative that you really cared about, Bevadein is gadol of od hatzar yoser, you would certainly have great pain. V'shayach levarach hazeh dayan emes, and you would be allowed, and it would be appropriate to say in this situation dayan emes again. Now, however, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says hagav v'yeshomim mishloshim yom l'shloshim yom. He brings down from the Torah that if it has been more than 30 days, you can in fact make this bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that in Sivkat and Lamed l'maisa yesh lahoros the yavarech achar shloshim b'loshim machus, in order to make sure that you don't miss out on saying the bracha if you're supposed to, but you don't say bracha v'atolet in case you weren't supposed to. He brings down from the El Yeraba that you should say the bracha, but not with Shemu Malchus. The issue foot number 65 brings down that the Chazon Ish, however, did say that you're allowed to make this bracha, and he says if you haven't seen a monkey in 30 days, when next time you go to the zoo, you're allowed to say it with Shemu Malchus for all of these things, not only the monkey, all of these things. And he brings that from Chaim Kanievsky as well. He says, Shanira, Shabepil, Vakov, Vagama, Mishnah Berurah, Modu, Shev, Shalavorach, Lachayom, Lamed Yom. He says, even the Mishnah Berurah would say for those two that you could say it after 30 days, because Kevon Shehem Mishunim Mitchilas Briosim, because they were from birth that way, obviously, so you could make the bracha of Mishana Brios on the animals, even according to the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat Lamed Avil from the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Pira Shalora Acher Kayotzi Boto Shloshim Yom. He brings down that we're talking about here, that you didn't see something else like this within 30 days, so that's what we're talking about, that you make the bracha without Shemu Malchus in general after 30 days. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Haroa Ilonos Tovus Abrios Nos. If you see beautiful trees or beautiful creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people, Afilu Ove Kochavim, even if they're not Jewish, Obehemu, or animals, you make a bracha, Omer, Baruch Ato Hashem Olkenu Mechalam Ushemu Malchus, Shekocha Lo Biolomu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such things in his world. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Beis writes, this bracha of Shekocha Lo biolomo, you would make it ben zchar ben ikevos, whether it's a male or a female beautiful creation. The achshav lo nagu klal avarach bracha zu. However, he brings down from the chayyadim that nowadays we don't make this bracha, and He says, look in the Chayyadim there for the reason, but he himself gives a reason in Sivkot and Lamed Gimel in the Shaar Tzion. The Chofetz Chaim says, Li nira, mishum de kavonas agvorah, dafko kishem nos biyosa. They have to be especially beautiful. And we don't really know what that means today, what is especially beautiful, so therefore we don't make it with Shem Umachus. However, Mikol Makom, the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Lamed Beis, Mikol Makom nochel avorah below Shem Umachus, but you should make the bracha without Shem Umachus. If you want to do a wonderful thing with your spouse tonight, go home and tell her that you would like to make the bracha without Shem Umalchus, Shekocha lo biolamo, because she is so beautiful. It definitely is a wonderful thing for a husband to say to his wife. Chaba continues and he writes, V'enu mevorech aleim el apam rishon v'lo yosir. In these situations, you certainly only make the bracha the first time, not every 30 days. Lo alehem v'lo alacherim, elam kein hayunoim mehem. And you wouldn't make it even if you saw another beautiful person, unless they were excessively more beautiful than the first person that you made the bracha on. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Gimel explains, in regards to the beautiful Ovik Yilulim, he says, Hainu riyah ba'alma melutu. You're allowed to look at them and make that bracha. Abol estakol b'biyosir, to really look at, stare at the person, ulusbonin bidmuso, and to really try to look at him and look at the beautiful image there, also that's not correct. It brings us down the end of the Magen Avraham. And he says, well, also lo omar, you're also not allowed to say, kamanoa kusizeh. You're not supposed to say, look how beautiful this kusi is, mishum lo sukhon, because it's an issur of giving them false flattery. Brings that from the Gemara. Finally, Sivkot Lamed Daled, he brings down, v'lo alacherim, you're not allowed to make this bracha again, afilu l'achar shloshim yom, even if you see somebody again after 30 days, unless they're more, really excessively more beautiful than the first person. That concludes Simon Reish Chav. Hey, let's begin quickly Reish Chav Vav, which is a bracha that you say in the month of Nisan. Right now I'm dictating this in the month of Nisan. It's a very appropriate bracha. Harah pirchei ilan mamavarach. If you see flowering trees, what bracha should you say? It's a short Simon. Chabas starts off and he says, Hayotze bimei Nisan. If a person goes out during the month of Nisan, we'll see in Sivkot and Aleph, he says, Orcha demilson nokat, that this is the normal way, but Shaz Derech Arotzu Sachaim Lelav Leholos. This is the time in our hemisphere when trees normally go and bloom. V'adin b'chodesh acher. The same thing would apply in a different month, especially if you live in a different hemisphere. Kosheroa Livlo Pam Rishon Mevarach. The first time you see this flowering tree, you make this bracha. So he goes out during the month of Nisan, and the Mechaba says, V'roi lono shemotziim perach, and he sees trees that are now flowering. So he makes this bracha, Omer, bruchat Hashem, Elkinu Melech Olam, Shlo Chisar Biolamo Klum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave anything acting in this world. Ubaru Brios Tovus, and he created beautiful creations, Vilanos Tovus, and beautiful trees, Lehonos Ben Bnei Odom, for us to enjoy, for mankind to enjoy. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'enu Mevorech, Ela Pama'achas, B'chol Shana V'shana. You make this bracha only once during a year. V'im Eicha L'Vorech, and if you delayed making this bracha, Ad Achar Shegodlu Aperos, until the fruits are fully grown on the tree, then it's too late. Lo Yevorecho, the Mechaber says it's too late to make this bracha. In Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes that this is talking about when the trees flower, dafka perach, ha'olim l'chudei lo, but if it just has leaves on it, then no. And he says even in the flowering, bafka perach, dafka bi'ilonei maichel, this is only on fruit-bearing trees that we make this bracha, shemizeh ha'perach osad l'skad l'pri, because from the flower will come eventually the fruit. However, avol ilonei srak, but in non-fruit-bearing trees, we don't make this bracha. Dishafut number 1 brings down from the Chidah that he writes, Shamedakti gimavarach bal shnei lonos. If you can, you should try to make this when you see two trees that are flowering, not just one tree. Dishafut number 2 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that we make this on fruits and not on vegetables, because he says, The brach is a shevach odol Hashem yisparach shabar bishvil ha'odam afilu dvarm she'enon hechreichim kiperos ilan. Fruits are not absolutely necessary. Vegetables and grasses are more necessary for a person, but fruits are more of a luxury, and therefore we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu especially for this. Dishafut number 3 brings down that if you made the bracha on a non-fruit-bearing tree, Ravazu Zatzal Neshevet Alevi, brings down that you shouldn't make a bracha another time when you do see a fruit-bearing tree. Dishafut number 4 brings down that if you see trees that are fruit-bearing, but they don't really get eaten by themselves, they use really as part of a dish, so then Ruchaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Ein Levarach Aleim, Kivin Shalarov HaRishonim, Ein HaNechshav L'Pri, because according to most Rishonim, this is not considered a fruit. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel writes, you only make this bracha once in a year. He says, Midisosam, from the fact that the Mechaber didn't say anything further, Mashma Dafilu Alilonos Acherim Lo Yevaruch, even on other trees that you see flowering, as we've learned in Simon Reish Chav Hei, Sif Yud. Dishafut number 5 does bring down that if you leave hemispheres, you don't make the bracha either, unless you move to that new hemisphere, then you would be allowed to, according to Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Daled writes, V'meichel Levarach, if you delayed making the bracha, Hainu, Afilu Laroa Klal Mikodem, if you didn't see before, not that you delayed, you just didn't see such a tree. Once the fruits are growing on it, it's too late. Afilu hochi ibed abracha kivin shegodlu aperos. When the fruits are fully ripe, and it's too late to make the bracha, he brings us down from the Beis Yosef. But the El Yerabba disagrees, and echriel adina dim lo ro mikodim lo ibed abracha. If you haven't seen this previously, you're still not to make the bracha. He says this is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. Afilu kvar godel apri lo ibed abracha. Even if the fruit is fully grown, you haven't lost the bracha because you didn't see this till now. Mikol mokim, However, if the fruit is fully ripened, once you can already make a shechianu on it, so then the pre mugadim and the chayyah, the bring down, should ain kedai levarach brachazu, then you can't make this bracha. Tif cut and hay in the Mishnaburi says, if the fruits haven't fully grown, you can make the bracha. Afilu loberach b'shas riyah. Rishon, even if you didn't break the bracha the first time that you saw it, he brings us down from the Chuvas Ma'ril. That concludes today's shir.